ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Sydney to Hobart yacht race covers 628 nautical miles, a brutal stretch of ocean known for rough seas and violent weather. It's one of the world's most prestigious sailing events, drawing the toughest sailors every year on Boxing Day. And this year's winner is yet to be decided because of a points complaint, but the favourite to claim the title is the New Caledonian entry, BNC.
So currently, the yacht is called BNC from New Caledonia. It is still holding the title for overall or handicap for this year's Sydney to Hobart. It finished the race in 3 days and 21 hours. Now, this is a double hander, which means that there are only two crew on the boat. So that's a pretty impressive gig for them to have made it this far without any injuries or issues with the boat. And currently they are in the lead, but race organisers have also told us a fun fact that no double-hander has ever won overall before. So if they manage to retain this title over the course of the coming hours as more boats come in, that's a pretty impressive feat.
That was Jess Moran in Hobart reporting just as New Caledonia's BNC crossed the finish line yesterday. And for more on the Sydney to Hobart race, we're heading over to Fiji because sailing enthusiast and Fiji Yachting Association member Neville Coop is standing by. Bulawanaka, Neville.
Yeah, good morning, Jordan.
Neville, you are a pretty keen sailor, and before we chat just about BNC, tell me, how big is the Sydney to Hobart race for the yachting world?
Yeah, well, I think that for people in Australia, certainly, and for the around the Pacific, it's the one event that everybody wants to do. It's a difficult race, as your journalist pointed out. It's quite a treacherous sail down to Hobart, especially crossing Bass Strait. But it's also, it takes place at a time of the year where weather can be quite brutal at times, with big cold fronts following in behind hot and very dry weather. So that those frontal systems, when they hit the yacht sailing south, can do quite a bit of damage.
Yeah, and last year, I believe there were two deaths during the race because of that sort of wild weather. I don't believe any casualties this year, but like you say, it's been pretty intense. Now, talking about the current favourite to win at the moment, BNC, a yacht from New Caledonia, what do we know about this New Caledonian boat?
Yeah, look, it's an Australian-built boat, but the designer of this particular yacht is a fellow called Jean-Pierre Kelbert, who is French originally, and that, I think, is where the association comes with the team from New Caledonia, who've done really well in this event. It was noted in the presentation earlier, this is the first time a double-hander has won. It's a real effort and endurance race, really, for when you have two people. You can only, one person sleeps, the other person's on deck, and sometimes when you need them, they're both on deck, but nobody, there's never a situation where both people are asleep. So 3 days and 21 hours is a long time to keep that up, especially in the demanding physical conditions on a small boat in the open sea. So well done to them. And this boat is has been around for a little while. It's sailed under previous names. It's currently called BNC. It's sponsored by Banque Nouvelle de Caledonie, and that's the association with the name. So, they're very well-known boats. The JPK yachts are well-known for their ability to stay together. They don't tend to break like some of the boats have done this year, and they've won some pretty prestigious races, such as the Middle Sea Race in the Mediterranean, which is another big event in Europe during the year. So well done to Jean-Pierre, and well done to JPK Yachts and to our colleagues in the Pacific from New Caledonia.
Yeah, is it unusual for a Pacific-based yacht to take the lead in the Sydney to Hobart?
Well, look, yachting in the Pacific is quite popular. We have had a lot of sailors from the Pacific compete in Olympic events and major world championships. Here in Fiji, we have a couple of sailors who were in Tokyo in 2024. And Samoa, Cook Islands, Papua New Guinea have also been very much involved, but they've been mainly in the smaller classes of yachts, the sort of dinghy style that are sort of off the beach and sail for a few hours and then are back on the terra firma. But in terms of ocean racing like this, there's not a lot going on in terms of actual racing in the Pacific, but we do have the Auckland to Noumea race. We've previously had the Auckland to Suva race and Auckland to Tonga races. A lot of ocean racing is confined mainly to New Caledonia and French Polynesia, mainly because of the fact that it is so expensive and it relies on sailors who have access to both the funds and the boats, and they are mainly in the French territories and Tahiti. So ocean racing, not so much going on in the Pacific, but certainly a lot of young sailors in the region that are getting sort of prominence worldwide, and we hope that some of them in the future will have a chance to take part in these big events in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, that's very fascinating. And just with this New Caledonian boat in the lead, what I understand is that there has been a points complaint against BNC. Are you able to explain that complaint and maybe what's the latest?
Yeah, so look, what I've seen is that it's basically what you would call a protest by another competitor for a rule infringement. It doesn't go into much detail as to what that infringement is, but it is from another yacht involved in the race and in the same division, so competing for the same spot. Like athletics, for example, in swimming, there are rules and regulations, and protests can be lodged if somebody is deemed to have broken or breached a rule. Mostly those are things to do with right of way, giving way to other yachts to marker buoys or crossing a boat and failing to give way to your right, which is how you do it when you drive. It's the same rule when you're sailing. But it can also affect things like whether the boat is measured to the right specifications and other sort of more esoteric rule infringements. I don't know the details, and there is a protest committee who hears the protests. And in a race like the City to Hobart, you might have 20, maybe 30 such protests during the course of the race, and they've each got to be adjudicated upon fairly, so it can take a little time to work it out. My sense here is that it is taking a little while to sort this out, so maybe there is some actual rule infringement that is being considered. Sometimes these are just thrown out because the committee decides that actually no rule was infringed and there's no case to answer, so to speak. So that it's taking so long does suggest there's some meat to this, and we'll have to wait and see.
Is it possible that if the complaint is upheld, that it could cost BNC the title?
Well, what usually happens is a penalty is applied. It can be in the form of a disqualification if it's egregious and quite severe. So such as if damage is done or if injury is caused or so forth. Other times it might just be additional time added to their recorded time, particularly if the infringement resulted in the trailing yacht, the one who's coming who's behind BNC having to incur time loss due to that rule infringement. For example, if they were made to re-round a mark because they hit it because the boat BNC infringed on their space in the water, so to speak. So they can add a bit of time, and whether that's enough time to cause them to lose the race remains to be seen. I did note that the time differences were very small, so it was a very close race. Over 3 days and 21 hours, in the end it came down to minutes as to who won on corrected time. So, we'll have to wait and see, I'm afraid. But I'm sure that everybody who's in Hobart now will be celebrating well tonight and enjoying the big party that happens in Hobart on New Year's Eve.
No doubt. Yeah, very interesting to see how it all unfolds. Like you say, they're just minutes after days of racing. Neville Coop, thank you so much for joining me here this morning.
No, you're welcome, Jordan, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
Happy New Year to you as well. That was Neville Coop speaking to me there.